I was at a rabbinic conference. Walking around, someone stops me. Freundlich, he says. How are you? I haven't seen you in years. I've never been so good at being able to place faces. Couldn't figure out how I knew him. He saw right away that I didn't know who he was. He says, I'm so-and-so. We went to high school together. And then it clicked. And we've all had those moments where it becomes clear exactly who it is that we're speaking to. And then our jaw drops. You? Rabbinic conference? You became a rabbi? I remember you when... And you can finish that thought however you'd like. As tempting as it might be to say something like that, the Torah in this week's Parsha absolutely forbids it. Ona'as dvarim, oppressing somebody with words, is beyond just using our words in a harmful or hurtful, painful way. As the Rambam explains, you can't even recall someone's past. If they've changed their behaviors and are now embarrassed from that, or might be hurt by those past behaviors, you can't even mention it to them. Not allowed to cause them to live in the past just because you know it. Our children deserve this consideration more than anyone else. At each stage of their development, they have their challenges, their character flaws that they need to work through. And the 6-year-old child doesn't need to be reminded of the temper tantrums they used to throw when they were 3, or how they used to hit or bite other children. And the 10-year-old doesn't need to be told about how stubborn they were when they were 6. And our adult children, certainly when they come home, don't need to be told about how selfish they were as teenagers, or how difficult it was to plan their wedding. If they've matured, if they've moved beyond that selfish stage and have become more selfless, we don't need to keep bringing them back. In the same way as any individual doesn't need to be reminded of their past, our children, just because we know how difficult it was, we know the challenges that they had, if they've matured beyond them, don't need to be told about their mean streaks, their selfishness, or how stubborn they were. Let them live where they are now. And as fun as it might be to sit around the table and go over the old stories, it's hurtful to the child to hear about what they were like. It brings them back and defines who they were, but they're not that way now. And they deserve the same credit as everyone else, where the Torah says, if they're not that way now, don't remind them of it. Don't bring it back. Don't tell them about it. Let them live with the success and development that they have where they are now. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.